please.
Carolyn has heard from Zachary Tyler and wants us to meet with him.
She did?
Did I stutter?
Time's up, Monty.
We need to meet.
Hold that thought.
What now?
There's someone here who isn't a Monty fan.
StageStruck Audio Theater presents Gumshoes, part 2 of Waterlogged.
Someone's shooting at us!
Sure is!
Who's shooting at us, Monty?
I have no idea. Keep moving!
This is not my idea of a great date, just so you know.
Really? I thought you'd be impressed with my...
Your ability to run?
I can run just fine.
Do you need me to carry you?
You're taking this rather well for being shot at.
I don't know what else to do. Monty, I see someone behind us.
The bridge. Go!
And do what?
Just go!
Where it's well lit and they can see us?
No! So we can jump.
What?
Jump! Is it?
It's me. Hurry up.
Yeah.
You guys look awful.
We're soaking wet and I got shot at, Jody.
We both got shot at.
Sorry, I'm in shock.
I think we both are.
In the water again?
In the river that runs through the park.
It saved our lives. Monty, you saved our lives.
Hey, come on, Leanne. Just lay down and try and calm down.
Did you use cash to get this hotel room?
Yes. Soggy as it was, I did. You think we can be traced?
I don't know what's going on, but just between the two of us, I'm getting nervous.
I heard that.
It's okay, babe. Just breathe.
If you tell me to do that one more time...
He's right, Leanne. Do you have someone you can call to come over here and stay with you?
Why?
We need to get moving on this case. This is getting ridiculous.
Oh, now you think it's getting ridiculous! Getting blown up in a boat.
Yacht.
Whatever. That wasn't enough for you.
You need to breathe too. Leanne, call someone to come over here, and then Monty and I will go see our client. And the elusive Zachary Tyler. There you are.
Hi. This is...
Anyone for cotton candy? It's on me.
You know what? I'm famished. I'll take...
Hold that thought, Porky. Hiya, Zach. One question before we move any further with this.
Jody?
You'll get your turn to talk, Carolyn. So, Mr. Tyler, did you just happen to put a target on my partner and myself?
Meaning what exactly? You should really try this cotton candy.
Don't think that I won't break your nose right here, right now. Yes or no?
It's a bit more complicated.
Bullets flying at me, the blowing up of a...
Yes, I did.
I hope you've got a good doctor.
Why's that?
Remember the broken nose?
Jody, no.
Let go of me!
I can explain.
Famous last words, Tyler!
I'm not happy about it either, but he's in real trouble.
And we're not? I'm not used to getting chased down wherever I go.
These guys are serious, okay?
You don't say! Let go of me, Monty.
Sure. Can we go somewhere a bit less noisy? I like amusement parks and all, but...
Yes, please. Through here.
Your own private tent at an amusement park?
I own an interest.
As nice as that is and all, which it isn't, I'm more interested in why we've been targeted.
It was like I was telling you, Jody.
Would you shut up, Carolyn?
Jody.
I want to hear it from the man who's been laying low for the past few months. Make sure it's good. I would hate to think that my life...
Our lives.
Sorry, my apologies. Our lives are worth so much or little.
I am awfully sorry about this. I'm sick to death about all of it.
Sure. Anyone can see you're broken up something terrible.
Let him talk.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
I've created a processor.
We've heard about it.
Let him speak, please.
Not to belabor the point, but scientists have been enthralled with the human brain for as long as there have been scientists. And yet, so much is still shrouded in mystery to us. How does it really work? Why so much space but so little used? What causes Alzheimer's? What about prefrontal lobe and the personality?
We get it.
For a few decades now, the thought was we could invent a computer that could lock into the brain so we could start answering some of these questions. But that meant creating a processor that could actually handle the load of attempting to map the human brain in real time, which is what I've done.
You've done this.
He has, believe him.
So get on with it and release it and get to mapping. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
There was a problem.
Isn't there always?
This isn't a cheap venture we're talking about here. Money has to be found somewhere. And yes, before anyone says it, we do have a government that does like to support this type of research.
I'm sensing a but here.
It became a matter for other, let's say, other agencies to take an interest in my work.
And not exactly benevolent, either. Brain mapping can be a benefit for other activities.
Like a scientifically accurate lie detector.
Really?
Who are you talking to here?
A lie detector?
Yes. The brain waves that kick in physical reactions to the lying process could be instantly detected. But that isn't all it could do. It sounds like science fiction, but it could be possible to plant false information into someone's brain, extract memory, and enhance function.
Military, then?
Not exactly.
Much worse.
CIA?
Worse. The covert organizations that don't have an acronym.
Okay, this is where we check out. See ya. Come on, Monty.
You can't leave now.
Watch us.
I may have let it slip that you two were my couriers.
For what?
For a prototype processor, which I may or may not have sent to a rival organization.
You did not!
Remember that broken nose?
So, thanks for that. I'll be taking Zach to the ER. He's outside in the car waiting for me.
I think I expressed myself pretty well. There shouldn't be any confusion as to how I feel about being made a target.
I get it, but I think I might love him.
You shouldn't. He's a jerk.
I think I have to second that. A question he never answered, who spiked our drinks on the boat?
I promise you, if it's him, oh, the game just changed.
Who knows? Zach said it was only after he pointed you two out on the yacht.
How did he even know about us?
He says he found pics of you both on your agency website.
Oh, I told you about that, Monty.
Lesson learned. He moved awfully quick.
I still think we should take him into the police, or the FBI at least.
Let me take him to the hospital and get his nose fixed.
Get your face out of here, pal.
Just checking to see if we're leaving anytime soon. I'm in a bit of pain.
Good.
You're not our favorite person right now.
I tried to even the playing field and get some pressure off me. I don't think the processor should be for just one country.
How noble of you.
In a way, it is.
What about the yacht?
I head out to see if Carolyn would come. I also tracked you two down online.
We heard. Thanks.
I passed the info along to, for lack of a better word, an industry spy, who, I think, spiked your drinks. I fixed the problem with the yacht after I found the bob.
And conveniently forgot us.
I was, well...
We slipped your mind. A couple of corpses would have definitely helped you out and raised the price.
I told you, I'm not interested.
I don't believe anything you say, Tyler. Monty and I have a big problem right now, and we have to figure out how to get out of it.
We could hand him over, you know.
No! You can't! Please.
Not to complain or anything, but I have a shattered nose I'd like to get seen to.
Yes. Sorry. Come on.
Jody.
What?
We're doing this?
Please. I'll call you once his nose is set.
Fine. Go.
Thank you.
Shut up. Wait. Question.
Fire away.
Did you or did you not give the prototype away?
No, I haven't. But I let it be known that I was going to once I was returned from hiding out.
Hiding out? Why? Again?
That would be telling, wouldn't it?
Is it too early to retire?
I'm beginning to wonder. I hate to tell you, but we're in for it.
I get that. Thoughts?
All bad. You?
If we can't retire, how about Cabo?
Oh, with all the sun and sand and those fruity drinks with the umbrellas?
Yeah.
No, be serious.
I'm hurt that you didn't think I was being serious.
Monty.
Yeah, okay. My question is, why kill everybody associated with this thing?
If you mean the processor, I'm assuming to keep it secret, which means eliminating everyone who knows anything about it.
Then why hasn't Tyler become a target? Or Carolyn, for that matter?
Good questions.
Thank you.
We need to go back to the list.
What list? Oh, right. The list of passengers on the yacht. See? I remembered this time.
Wonderful. You should go check on Leanne.
Yeah, I should. And then what?
We need a place to rendezvous where we can't be disturbed.
Or shot at. I've got just the place. Give me a couple of hours and I'll give you a call.
Here's me waiting. Get on with it, knucklehead.
want anything in your coffee?
No, that's fine. Thanks.
You are so welcome. Sorry.
For what? Oh, the whole gang shot out on our date.
Yeah, all of that.
Not a problem.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm trying to be a good girlfriend.
Girlfriend? As in a girl? Who is a friend?
Yes. Corny, right?
Nope. You're speaking my language, such as it is.
What about Jody?
What about her?
Is she going to mind about us being a thing?
What does she have to do with it?
Everything. She's your partner. You two are close.
Only because we run a business together.
And getting involved in cases that are dangerous. That makes people get close to each other.
Am I sensing some envy here?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, sure. Some. You guys talking this shorthand with each other.
Leanne, come on. There isn't a thing for you to worry about.
Sorry, I'm being an idiot. I'm still shaking up from all the bullets fired in our general direction.
Yeah, me too.
But not Jody. She wouldn't bat an eye if she was shot at.
I think you're giving her too much credit for being tough.
She is. I've known her a long time. Longer than you have.
She's a softie.
If you say so.
I say so. No worries, okay?
Yep, you got it. Now what?
Now? Well, I thought we could...
Yeah?
I know it's juvenile of me.
I like juvenile.
But I thought we could have a tickle fight.
No, Monty, stop, no.
Tickle, tickle, tickle!
Here you go. You should have plenty of privacy now that it's after hours.
You're a peach, Dale.
A real good...
Hush up. My sixth sense is going off, and it's got me thinking that you two are in serious trouble.
What if I told you we weren't?
I'd say you were lying.
Don't worry about us, Dale.
It's not me. It's this punk's Aunt Julie. She frets about him all the time. There's snacks in the fridge over there. And if you see anything labeled Dan, don't touch it. If you do, he'll throttle somebody here in the garage, and then I'd have to fill out paperwork, and it would be a headache for everybody. There's a coffee maker over there.
We got it. I was practically raised here, remember?
A lot of good it did. You still can't change the oil in your car.
I can too.
Since when?
I changed it the other day.
You did not.
I did.
Did you put the oil plug back in?
What oil plug?
Monty!
Just joking. Gotcha.
I don't like you. Now I'm going to go home and get some sleep. Be gone when I get back here in the morning.
Aye aye, Captain. And thanks, Dale.
You got it, Jode. Later.
That man.
Yeah, I know, right? A real character.
You dope. He's the best father you ever had.
Don't tell him that. I would never hear the end of it. Come to think of it, I never do hear the end of it.
They don't make them like him anymore.
There's a reason for that. The PC police would throw him in a gulag.
And that would be too bad. Now, how about some coffee?
Can do.
I've been going through the list of names of the folks that were on the yacht.
I thought we would need to go through a list of possible agencies that would want to corner the market on this, so to speak.
You didn't actually fall for that garbage, did you, Monty?
Fall for what garbage? He wasn't making that up, was he?
Of course he was.
The lie detecting bit and planning information?
Yeah, that stuff is all true. I've been reading up on it this afternoon.
But why would he do something like that?
Think about it. What's at the core of most crimes?
Revenge, sex, and money. Money?
Bingo.
But he's got all the money in the world.
I found a couple of articles from about the time he disappeared. His company is in financial straits.
Wouldn't his disappearance tank the stock?
It did at first. Then there was a news release of the processor a few weeks after that.
Let me guess. The stock shot up.
Into the stratosphere, yeah.
And then not too long after that, he reappears.
But no, someone is trying to blow up the deal he's trying to set in motion.
The reason for the yacht party, then?
I would say yes to that. And Carolyn...
is just someone else on the list of suspects.
And we were the bonus to help him flush out the culprit.
Or culprits, plural. This guy is the worst.
He's on my top 10 least faves right now.
Assuming this is all true, then.
We're doing his work for him.
with Carolyn paying the bill. Hmm. What about Carolyn? Want some coffee?
Sure. And don't know.
It won't be the first time for one of our clients to use us for dastardly deeds.
Thanks, Snidely Whiplash. And I'll wait for you to get the reference.
I got the reference just fine. Dale loves that cartoon.
Yet one more way he raised you right. And look how you repay him.
Okay, enough of that. What about the case?
It works to Tyler's advantage for us being the target. It gives him a chance to root out whoever's trying to kill this deal and possibly drive the price even higher on his device.
So what do we do now?
You got me. I'm stumped.
You? No way.
Write this day down, Monty. We're in a corner here.
I'm having a thought here. And no snarky comebacks.
Thanks a lot. You know how to ruin a girl's day.
How many on the list from the yacht are stockholders?
They all received some stock as payment for their hard work.
Okay. Any invest beyond what they were given?
No idea. I like where you're going with that.
Any way we can find out?
I know a broker. I'll give her a call. While I'm doing that, you should check on Leanne.
Yeah, she's fine. We've been texting.
You two a serious thing now?
That bother you?
It might if it interferes.
It won't. You don't have to be all business all the time, you know.
One of us needs to be. Just so you know, it's better to get involved with someone not connected to your work.
She isn't. Well, yeah, she is. Kinda.
Take my advice, or don't. And remember, if anyone knows, it would be me.
Heard from him lately?
You mean Cooper?
Yeah. Mr. Perfect.
He's far from it. And only once. He sent me a photo of him in Bermuda. He was pouring salt in the wound.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. Let's focus on the case at hand.
What about Tyler and Carolyn?
Another coupling that shouldn't happen, if you want my 2 cents worth.
I'd like to be a fly on that wall right now.
Carolyn, don't!
Stand still long enough so I can re-break your nose, Zach!
I'm a businessman!
Boy, are you ever!
I still love you. Well...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I could love you.
You better learn to duck!
Don't do that!
Too late!
That was a picture of my mother!
I'm sure she thinks you're a jerk, too!
Would you please calm down? You'll get my nose to bleeding again.
I sure hope so. You need to tell Monty and Jody.
They're no dummies. They know that I'm trying to broker a bigger deal.
With their lives at stake?
I would never have guessed that would happen.
You're a liar.
Yes, I am. But not about that, Carolyn.
Sure, right.
I promise.
Sure you do. It doesn't mean anything. You're using all of us to keep your business from sinking.
Using is such a strong word.
Isn't it, though? I went to that party on the yacht because I missed you. Horribly. How's that for honesty? Like it? I'm sure you're not used to it.
From you, always. From me, not so much.
No one knew what happened to you.
And you missed me then?
Yes. Happy now?
Of course I am, Carolyn. You meaning something to me has always been true. Always. That's never changed.
I don't like it when you talk to me like that.
Like what?
In a way that makes me want to believe you.
Believe me.
I don't want to.
24 hours. Monty and Jody have given enough of a distraction for me to ink the final deal.
And if they get killed?
Honestly?
Why not? Try me.
I don't know. I really don't. This whole thing has gotten out of control and I'm just trying to salvage it the best that I know how.
No matter the ethics? The morality?
Yes.
Thank you for that.
For what?
For finally being honest with me.
Carolyn!
Don't. Do your deal, but leave me alone right now.
Okay. Fine.
Morning, Unc.
The deal was you two were supposed to be gone by the time I got here to open up the garage. I've got mechanic work to do.
Feel like taking a day off, Dale?
Uh-oh. I do not like the look on your face, Jody.
We need a favor, Dale.
I don't do any detective work. You conned me into that diamond thing a couple of months back, and that was enough. Never again.
Never? Oh, come on, Dale. You've got just the face we're looking for.
For what?
or something devious.
Thanks a lot!
It'll keep us out of the morgue.
Don't joke like that, Monty. It's not funny.
He's not joking.
Are you two being serious with me? Where are the hidden cameras?
Serious as a heart attack, Dale.
Is that a yes, then?
Sure, fine. What do I need to do?
First things first. Do you have a fancy black suit and tie to wear?
Do I what?
So you're telling me someone in my company is behind all of this?
That's our guess, yeah. You screwed people over.
Like I'm in control of the stock market.
You were in control of issuing it in the first place to your employees, as well as inflating the interest in your processor before there was a processor.
You did that?
Well,
Zach!
We were short on cash flow. I needed capital to make it happen. Now that we have it, we can make it up to everyone.
What's this we you're talking about?
Carolyn, come on, please.
By the way, nice office, Tyler. Plush, cozy.
Built on the backs of your workers?
Oh, let it up a little, will you?
This is about revenge, then.
In trying to get the processor to sell. As much as Zach here likes to talk, he hasn't shared the tech with anyone as of yet.
I have to talk it up.
Zach, just what are you trying to do?
It's another tactic of his to try and put bait in the water.
Trying to drive the price up.
You have no idea what it costs to produce this processor, Carolyn.
Yes, I do, Zach. And someone is ticked off at you for being ripped off.
I think you have an idea who it is, Tyler.
I do not.
Sure you do. Otherwise, why whisper on your yacht that two reps of yours had access to the technology? That's our best guess as to what happened.
That isn't how it happened.
At this point, it does not matter. We've put our own bait in the water.
Meaning what?
One of our ops is currently reeling in the big fish.
Ops? Big fish?
Who is it?
Take a guess. You really have made a lot of your own employees mad at you. That takes some skill, Zach.
What have you done?
Doing. It's going on right now. They should be here any minute.
What is going on?
We have someone promising full access to the processor.
You did what? Meaning they're coming to my office?
Yep. Got anywhere to hide out?
I'm hoping your op, as you put it, knows what he's doing.
Are you kidding? He's a real pro.
Come on through here.
I sure hope he's a real pro.
Guys sure are quiet, aren't you? You should be happy, you know. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Am I even here, or are we having an out-of-body experience? After you. Okay, after me. And I'm still in for 10%, correct? Correct? You know what? I appreciate all this cloak and dagger crap as much as the next fella, but here I am being polite and all about this doohickey you want. The least you could do, the very least, is answer my questions, engage me in conversation, try and make some small talk. Is that too much for me to expect, huh?
Sure, yeah, sorry.
Thank you. I mean, I'm trying to help you out. You dork Tyler over, get the processor, and make big bucks. We all throw a party.
His office?
Yeah. I know where he keeps it. It's right here in a locked drawer in his desk.
You're joking.
No way. Let me get it. Are those real? As in real guns? Are you absolutely kidding me right now? We had a deal!
You sure did. Don't move, guys. This is a 12-gauge shotgun pointing right at the back of your heads.
Peterson? Andrews? Not possible. You know what? You're both fired.
Zach?
What?
Shut up!
Never again, you two.
You did great, Dale.
Those guys had guns!
We were right there.
They could have taken me out at any time.
But they wouldn't have gotten the processor.
You two need to take missing dog cases for a while.
I agree.
What about Tyler?
He's having to come up with some creative answers for his board of directors.
And Carolyn has flown the coop.
She'll be back.
You think?
If she's smart, she won't. That guy is a royal jerk.
You said it.
And do me a favor.
I promise I won't tell Aunt Julie.
Good man. So, no Leanne for our day of fishing?
No, she's back at work.
Is she talking to you?
Of course. Why wouldn't she?
So many reasons.
Okay, off we go. Get the rope free so we can get out on the water.
I got it.
Please, let me.
Would you get out of the way?
Okay.
Good, hang on.
Dale!
Monty!
How many times have I been waterlogged on this case?
You're an idiot.
Dale needs to get rails on that yacht of his.
It's a boat, not a yacht, a boat.
Really? If you say so.
You have been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Gumshoes, part 2 of Waterlogged. In the cast, Monty, Austin Hancock, Jody, Alice Cashman, Dale, Brett Jones, Carolyn Marsh, Kat Key, Leanne, Bethany Kanu, Zachary Tyler, Trent Poe. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.